We're entitled to our whole approach. We're entitled to our signaling. And so I'm just going to reveal this because this was like just being downloaded to me as I was working this little laptop thing out. It is imperative. This is the future counts on it, that we each aspire to greatness. Now, the greatness is really what we have been traveling with. Each of us have a piece to the puzzle. Each of us, like we've all read this in the channelings, whatever, like we're all needed. We actually really are all needed because each of us has like a piece of holiness, a piece of property, if you will, of that divine essence that needs to be broadcast, that needs to be communicated, and we communicate it through our vibrational consent, and we communicate it through our vibrational, it's sort of like our coding and the frequency that we're entitled to. So when we say we're entitled to, it's the collective we, it's like the royal we, each of us. So we are each waking each other up. And so if you can imagine, like we each have a suitcase, and within that suitcase is treasure to be revealed. So this is what they're showing me, the Four of Cups. So the Four of Cups is like we all have more spiritual unearthing, if you will, or graduation to perform. So this is where we're moving out of our sleepwalking, adhering to that linear, they're saying conservative lifestyle. They're saying that word intentionally, because the conservative has to do with a limitation. It has to do with how each of us hold ourselves back from true consent, from true memory, from true servitude. So what we're serving is our true self, our extension of our own divine essence. We each have a part to play. This is so very, very important, because the more that we realize we're entitled, the more that we realize that we're already evolved masters, we already are. What we're doing is it's almost like, you know, opening up a present, like, ooh, what's inside? So as we will give ourselves free allowance, complete allowance. I've got Green Man here. So these energies are helping us draw from our heavenly treasure chest again, which is within self. So we're all tuning in to our connection to source and coming to self-revelation. So as we will permit the offering, as we will permit the lifestyle, lifestyle is giving yourself permission to be complete. So we're using all of these energies, all these attunements, all the books, all the meditation, whatever it is we're doing, we're synthesizing with our true understanding of self. Now, this has nothing to do with the plagiarized version. This has nothing to do with trying to succeed by the world standards. This is about coming to your own acquaintance. So they're saying that if you think of like artists, this is why artists are so valuable, because they speak the language of the soul. They bring forth their own enchantment. This is why we like music, art, like anything that's the creative nature, because it's bringing forth our riches, and it's connecting us to our own divine establishment. So if we can imagine that we are each artists in our own right, in our own livelihood, and we're choosing to sing, we're choosing to proceed, we're choosing to evolve. Now, evolve, stopping me again, we're not evolving into something new and different than who we are. We're returning to our true memory. And they're showing me the Knight of Pentacles. So it's like, finally, that horse is coming in, because we're graduating. So as we allow ourselves to shift into our new normalcy, in other words, this is the new normal, the great awakening, ascension is not going someplace that is unfamiliar. It's more so awakening to our truth, awakening to our holiness, awakening to who you really are. So as you will entitle, as you will proceed, as you will allow that true revelation, that true extension, that true holy remembrance and entitlement, that word entitlement is so essential, because the more that we realize we are entitled, that we are here, we're here to self-promote, we're here on earth to bring forth at last true remembrance. So it's not Saint Germain and, you know, just rattle off all the masters that we think of. This is sort of like the prototype for all of us to join hands in true remembrance. There's a sequencing coming, very, very relevant, because as we each trust our own endurance, and this is where we're all experiencing these initiations, where logic says this, the flock's doing that, but I'm resonating with my own frequency, my own relevance. And sometimes that flock may even be your spiritual friends. It's like, where are they all going? So this is about listening to our own convenience. That means learning how to tune within, learning how to respond to your own energies, to your own liftoff. And so they keep showing me the Fool card. I think that Fool card shows up almost like at every channeling now, because that Fool is not a fool at all. He hears his own signature. He hears his own calling. And so we don't need more of the same. Whatever's out there, it's like, oh, she just got that $1 million, you know, made $1 million from that self-help book or the spiritual book or even the channeling book. Whatever is out there is somebody else's gifting. It's someone else's approach. What they're saying is, like, we need to stop playing follow the leader and recognize that we each are equally gifted in our own remembrance. You're not trying to repeat. They don't need more repeaters. Now, let me explain this. Sometimes what our ego does is it follows along. So it's sort of like you're in class and it's like, how are you answering that question? And you're kind of looking with one eye and seeing what your friend's paper has. So that is not going to work. That is not going to work, because this is about true remembrance. This is about holy endurance. That's why we meditate, whether we meditate with lotus posture or whatever, or we simply take that time to hear our own channels, to hear. And that's what they're showing me, the card, believe and succeed, because this is about coming back to your own connection to source energy and listening to the gift of extraction. In other words, what it is you're here to bring forth. And we do that, they want to explain this, not just in terms of what we gift to others, but first, and this is a must, we must learn how to gift to ourselves. You can't be disconnected from your higher self and then suddenly bring forth the gift that you have for the earth. It has to come through follow through. In other words, this is the time to self-regulate. This is the time to tune in to your own energy, your own allowance. So now again, own is not ego own. It's not like, oh, well, I know how I was taught, so let me do that. It's learning, and this is the initiation. It's learning how to move into those refined energies and allowing yourself that liftoff, allowing yourself this higher claim. So you may be, well, I'm following Mary Magdalene because everybody else is. And meanwhile, you've got a completely different connection to another lineage that's like knocking on your door and saying, hello, hello. So this is where we're allowing our own birthright, our own alliance, our own gifting. And so if you could imagine that, like, in our higher heart, in the altar of our heart, we have whatever symbol shows up for you. For me, it's like packages of gold. It almost looks like Christmas time. And these packages have like the most ornate packaging, but everything's in gold because it's symbolizing our offering from heaven, our offering from our divine self, and our consent to be in union with that holy occurrence. So this is where we come to our own graduation, we come to our own remembrance, and it's from there, and now I have Ankh, the gift of life, being sent out to each remembrance. In other words, everybody listening, listening later, listening now, listening in higher broadcast, it's like those Ankhs are being transmitted and offered, because again, this is how we communicate. The gross, the linear, the physical, it is a very small indicator of what's occurring. So we don't always have to worry about, well, it still hasn't manifested, like you're opening your eye and looking, is it there yet? Is it there yet? How we grow exponentially has to do with our allowance of consent. In other words, as you make those connections, as you make those attunements, as you receive your higher channels, your higher broadcasts, and releasing all of the interference. So this is going to be all of that shame, all of that unconscious guilt, because we are receiving that sequencing. Now, they want to explain this, that this is our purpose. It's not, oh, I hope this happens. Oh, I missed that class. I'm not going to ascend in this lifetime. It is all set up ahead of time when they're showing me the healing card and with those beautiful colors. In other words, it's not about the physical. It's about your heart. It's about your intention. It's about, it's sort of like when the master, when the student's ready, the master appears. When you are ready, when you open up, your higher self knows how to find you. It knows how to slip in the right time. So we don't have to be concerned about these sort of things. It's more so about our remembrance. So in each moment during the day, are we remembering to tune into source? Are we totally forgetting? And then are we remembering again? So as we will receive these gifts of enchantment, as we will receive these lifelines, so these lifelines are energies that are helping us tune into source. It's as simple as that. These energies are bringing forth, they're showing me that light bright game, which I did, you know, back in the 60s or whatever. I think they still have it. Anyway, you plug in and it lights up. It lights up. So this is us. We are plugging in and lighting up. So as we will offer ourselves this true remembrance. Now here we're receiving the activation. What's coming up for some of us is, yeah, but you don't know. I just yelled at so-and-so, or you don't know what I did in 1980 or whatever is surfacing, because that's the ego. The ego, they're saying it's entitled. In other words, we have used our power to align with it. So it's going to draw on that energy and show us our like bugaboos, like show us those past interferences. Allow it. Allow it, because this is the time when you're turning the karmic wheel. This is the time of completeness where those are coming up because you have the energy, you have the ability to dismiss charges against self. That's the rule of the land. That's, and they're saying time is up, time is up. The world is like a projection of guilt, of judgment, and we all to some extent have been playing in that paradigm because we didn't know not to. However, this is our time of true remembrance where we're waking up and signaling that callback. So when those energies come up that kind of test us, they're coming up for our extreme pleasure and delight. In other words, we have the ability now to discharge them, to release them. Because remember, it's just this dream of lack, dream of limitation. And in essence, it's a simulation. So as we will receive our true endowment, in other words, our upright position, our true attainment, our acknowledgement of our holy remembrance. And remember, like equals like, masters that we know and trust, equal playing field. If it's Joshua, if it's Mary Magdalene, whatever, whoever your master is, equal in consenting. In other words, you're drawing from that same source. Now, we're coming in different levels of frequency into consent consciously, but we're all drawing from the same extensions of who we are beyond space and time, beyond the dimension that we have been focusing on. So as we graduate, we jump the timelines. We tune in to the ascended earth, where guess what? There we are in our ascended mastery. That's what we're consenting to. That's what we're learning. We're learning day by day, hour by hour, how to tune into it, how to consent to it. So when these old energies present, it's not a problem, it's a gifting. Because instead of it being unconscious and holding us back, it's sort of like we're freeing it. It's like ready and consenting to this new availability. So as we will allow that transfer of occurrence, in other words, transferring our consciousness to the true realm, our true state, our true inheritance, as we will allow this transference, as we will allow this holy remembrance, we arrive in placement. In other words, we're not waiting for the physical to catch up. We arrive in consciousness. We arrive in frequency. As we attain that, as we maintain that, as we, it's sort of like we click into it. Excuse me, and I feel the frequencies like click into it. This is what brings forth the new arrivals. Now we get the spontaneous healings. Now we get the spontaneous, oh wow, you know what? I never thought to do this. I read this paragraph many times, but now I see it in a new way, because we're sourcing the advanced consent. We're sourcing the new achievement. So we are creating. This is why we don't have to worry about what's out there, what the world's doing, what, you know, all of that unconscious material. It has to do with remembering that we are the miracle makers, in a sense, and that we do that because it's time, because this is what we committed to. We are the lighthouse. We are the light showers. So what we're doing is graduating. Instead of living in a linear world and then going to spiritual class, we're graduating in holding that intention, holding that placement on the ongoing cycle. And then as we do this, we remove the obstacles. We remove the false impressions. And again, that's where we draw the new intelligence. That's where we draw the new information from. And from there, we align and bring forth, and now to close it out, we bring forth those giftings. In other words, each of us are teachers, each of us are healers, each of us are masters, and we have many gifts to bring. But it's almost like Santa Claus being very unorganized, so he can't really deliver the gifts until he gets it in the sleigh and he knows how, like, he's got to get himself organized first. That's what we're in process of doing. We're reorganizing our future intent. In other words, how we dream ourselves, how we receive ourselves, how we accept ourselves, how we accept ourselves. So we're all in the process of releasing projections of poverty. In other words, those imprints of, you know, everyone saw us from their conditioning. So if they're in belief of separation, that's what's going to be projected onto us. And of course, being good students, we all receive that. So this is what's being expelled. This is what's being like, okay, I need this. I don't need this. I need this. I no longer need this. It no longer resonates. So as we will receive these endowments, as we will receive our holy remembrance, we tune into true life. True life is who we really are. True life is a place of new beginnings. So we're not trying to build on our own old lifestyle. We're opening up to new remembrance. So, and they're showing me the material harvest card, which is beautiful. So as we will seal our offering, as we will seal this allowance, we allow tremendous light. We allow that tremendous birthing. So birthing is allowing new occurrences. wow, I was following this path and this seemed like the right path, but I suddenly have awareness that this isn't the right path for me at all. This is important because sometimes we want to achieve, we're achievers. And if we've been following ego, to leave that in the midst, it's like, wait a minute, you know, now I feel like I haven't accomplished anything. So it kind of goes back to, you know, Joshua, where, you know, drop everything and follow me. So it doesn't mean that you literally physically have to drop relationships, homes, whatever it may be, though you may. It means being willing to signal your readiness, to be willing to turn to a new vibration. Drop the old way, come with me to a new establishment. So now that takes courage, because that's stepping out in faith, where you don't get that immediate satisfaction of, oh, but I've been working on this for so long now. Because you don't want to succeed in a linear dream. This is not the goal. We're succeeding in drawing the breath of life from our true reality. Now, as we do this, we will succeed in this semi-linear experience. We will succeed because those vibrations, that frequency, is going to pull in riches. So whatever we need, whatever money we need, whatever we need, will be provided. It's impossible for it not to be, because we're acknowledging our oneness, but we're aligning to a different system, a different paradigm, a different timeline. And this is where it takes a little bit of that courage to walk in faith and receive, and that's part of our initiation. So as we will receive these offerings, as we will receive our true remembrance, we align with love. Because remember, that's the frequency. That's the frequency that's going to bring Earth into its true alignment, the power of love. So that means we hold love and we release everything that's not love in our field, in our energy. So as we receive this, it was so funny. It was like suddenly the words left, because it was just pure awareness. It was just like beyond words. It was just so beyond words. This is what we're learning how to do. We're learning how to receive beyond words. We're learning how to receive ourselves. We're learning how to communicate with all of life beyond words. So this is like the Course in Miracles. When you drop what you think you know about an object or a person, or a tarot card, if you're doing a reading, you drop the words. That's how you do a really good reading. You drop the words, you drop the meaning, and you open up to pure awareness. So the whole world's a tarot card reading, really. This is where we receive with our spiritual vision. They're saying including us. We are still holding prejudice against ourselves. So they just want to point out to remember it goes both ways. In other words, seeing ourselves with spiritual vision. Let us receive. Beautiful, 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 beautiful.